Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know we got a lot going on, possible impending war. Now we have governments just completely shifting gear on COVID. But, you know, one thing that I don't think you guys realize, you're completely blowing it off. You don't even realize that it's coming our way, is we got Valentine's Day. And I know, not Valentine's Day. The falling iguanas were a heck of a lot easier than Valentine's Day. But, yeah, Valentine's Day is, I think, coming up on Monday. And I know many of you procrastinators are like, well, I'll deal with it over the weekend. We got a three-day weekend. I can deal with it then. No, you can't deal with it then. Okay? I've already been very open about how I feel about Valentine's Day. I think Valentine's Day is one of the crappiest holidays out there. I think it's stupid. I think it causes too much undue stress. I think it puts people in the doghouse when they don't need to be. Personally, it's, I think, the least liked holiday of the year. You know, give me Christmas, give me Hanukkah, give me Halloween, give me 4th of July, give me Easter, but no, not Valentine's Day. And I'm married. And even I feel the stress of Valentine's Day. It's just not anything that I would ever want to put on the kids. I don't think my son has realized that Valentine's Day is coming up. I mean, he's got 5 days. And everyone's like, it's all right. I'll just go and get some flowers. Do you guys realize there's a flower shortage? We have a huge flower shortage right now. In fact, the flower shortage is so bad that flowers are now, I guess, double in price. I mean, a bouquet of flowers is like, yeah, you might be able to get something for about $50, but I'm looking online for flowers, $150, not including tax, not including shipping, if you're going to ship it. Because remember, you got to order the flowers, then somebody's got to ship it. You got to add the tax, and also tip. Don't forget to tip people giving flowers to your loved one. And in fact, many florists are saying, look, we're going to be so short on roses, you might want to come up with a different flower plan, like a dahlia. I think a dahlia flower is so beautiful. A lot of personality with the dahlia. A little bit of googly eyes. Sometimes self-pollination happens, but I think you guys like the dahlia. You could give her dahlias and say, you know what, yeah, you know, I was listening to Dr. Dahlia. You sound just as amazing and smart as she. She doesn't sound smart. No, but some people think she does. That's why I gave you dahlias instead of roses, because it was more personal. So I don't know if you guys realize this, but I guess tons of farms have closed during the pandemic. And so it takes a while for the crops to grow. There's also been crappy weather with roses. Another thing you guys don't realize is that because of all these weddings being put off, this year and last year, all of a sudden there were all these weddings. So that really put a lot of demand on already a short supply of flowers. And then also, sad to say, you know, funerals. So, you know, our flower usage went up. I'm not a fan, by the way, of flowers. I'm not a fan at all. In fact, one thing that really bothers me about flowers is they cost so much and then they die in a few days. See, I like the type of gift that lasts long, you know, that you could use, or that's chocolate. You know, I don't want to blow you guys' bubble, because you guys have probably spent thousands upon thousands of dollars over the years on flowers. And, you know, my husband, he forgets, because I tell him, you don't really have to give me flowers, you know, because I think it's a waste of money. And also, I don't want the flowers to die for me. I'm not trying to, you know, be a tree hugger or anything like that right now, but, you know, think about it. I'm like, you're cutting off these most beautiful flowers, and you're giving them to me just for them to die and wither in my house in a couple days, you know, just get me some chocolate. I'd rather eat. You know, because of flowers. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. You get a bouquet and you're like, oh, it's so pretty. Like, oh my gosh, so pretty. You're like, oh, thank you. And then you put it in a vase, or you call it a vase, which drives everybody crazy. I don't know where people got vase. Let me get a vase. I don't know what country you're from, but anyway. So then we get a vase, we pour with water, we put the flowers, and we let everybody see them, and they're like, oh. And then you're like, I'm hungry. Actually, for Valentine's Day, get me a steak. Let's go to Outback Steakhouse. Let me get some prime rib. That's what I want to do for Valentine's Day. In fact, that's what we're going to do for Valentine's Day. We're going to go to Steakhouse, not Outback. So, you know, Valentine stinks because there's all this, you know, during Valentine's, there's all this normalcy of, oh, you're supposed to be in love right now. And the average person's single. The average person is not in love. So Valentine's Day makes most of the world feel like crap, right? And then if you're married, it's not easy. Because if you're married, you have this, like, there's no spontaneity. There's this sort of expectation, well, you got to give me something. You're like, I tell you I love you 365 days a year. Yeah, but it's Valentine's Day. So now you're married, you feel that stress, which really isn't easy. And then the candy, I don't get it, guys. Those heart candies that almost crack your teeth, that say, be mine, I can't stand those. They're crappy tasting candy. They're chalky. They almost crack a tooth. Because I'm of the age now where I got to watch, you know, some of my fillings fall out. In fact, I think I do have a filling that came out. So that's not even a good, you know. And then be my Valentine. Don't give me any more work to do. I don't, you know, will you be my Valentine? I got a crap ton of stuff to do today. I mean, honestly, that Monday, it's going to be after Super Bowl. I'm going to be working. I'm going to have a show to do. I'm going to have patients to see. And all of a sudden, somebody's going to give me a card. Will you be my Valentine? I don't have time for that. You know, we could have sex in the morning because that's kind of something that best time to have sex. But after that, leave me the hell alone unless, of course, we're going to get some steak. So that's an issue. And I told you, the whole problem with the whole gift thing is, you know, you have, let's say you have somebody who works in an office with multiple people, right? Let's say they work with a bunch of women. And you buy a $150 bouquet in a vase, and it looks really big online. All of a sudden, other people at work have a bigger bouquet. Your bouquet sucks. And what does your partner do? She hides it. Because it's embarrassing that you only spent $150. All right, so later on we'll talk about what to do for Valentine's. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800. And mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You know, it has been a very, very long couple years. And about 2 years ago, I don't know if it was to this day, maybe, it was roughly about 2 years ago, the masks started to become very contentious, very controversial, and we were told to wear a mask. If you didn't wear a mask, you could get in trouble. Now, I found that very odd 2 years ago, because we're smart people. We're not stupid. I can't stand it when people consider us dumb. And I understand there are some stupid people out there, but as a whole, Americans aren't that dumb. For them to be here in America, right, you know, they obviously have to have some sense because we're like the best country ever. So when they said, look, all right, we want you to wear a mask. Okay, fine, you want us to wear a mask. You know, just like you don't want us to drink too much alcohol. You don't want us to smoke. All right, we get it. Government always kind of gives us their 2 cents. Sometimes it's really good advice. Sometimes. All right? Other times, like, really? But for the most part, okay, you want us to wear a mask, we get it. When Fauci got on the whole media networks and did the circuit and said, look, guys, you know, this mask that you guys are wearing may not give you 100% protection. It's probably not going to protect you against a virus this small, a virus such as this, but it might provide a barrier. I went along with all of that. I'm like, okay, you know, I agree. I agree with Dr. Fauci. And, you know, that is not the ideal mask. You know, you guys get what you can. But I also understand the hospitals were in short supply. Why would the hospitals be in short supply of masks? I don't know. We should have had a huge surplus, huge stockpile. I mean, we saw Ebola a few years back. Did we learn anything? You know, did we ready our hospitals for any sort of pandemic? The World Health Organization said there's going to be some sort of Syndrome X or Disease X that's going to come and hit us. So when I heard that government officials were like, what are we going to do? The hospitals don't have enough masks. So they said, look, guys, you know, don't lie to the public. People thought Fauci lied, saying, oh, the mask won't work entirely. He did, and he just said, look, you know, it's only going to do so much because this virus will outsmart it, but try to protect yourself, isolate, you know, things like that, because we don't know what we're dealing with. That was all common sense. Then all of a sudden, somebody got it up their butt to decide to, you know what, we have an opportunity here, and we could make rules, and we can make mandates. Now, you have the Trump administration, he's commended for trying to calm people down about it, but he's faulted and criticized for making too light of the situation. But it was a state of confusion, and public officials in certain areas are like, you know what, we're in control now. We have an opportunity now. We have this virus. Under the guise of we need to protect you, we're going to make rules. So some of us doctors are like, okay, well, wait a second here, guys. Are you going to give the good masks? I mean, you're starting to mandate things, right? Does that mean everybody's going to get some access to the good masks? From what I understand, the Trump administration started to ask facilities to ramp it up. I think there was funding. We haven't heard anything since. Not with their administration, not with the current administration. Not sure what happened to the ramp up with N95s. Meanwhile, people start to flood going, okay, you know what? I want to do what they do in China and wear a mask. Then we get mandated to wear a mask. Well, the mandate caused people to buy whatever the hell they could. Anything over the phone, anything online, anything they had at the house. So government officials were like, okay, wait a second. Well, we might have screwed up because we're demanding everybody wear a mask, but the hospitals need medical-grade masks. So then they changed it and said, look, guys, just a facial covering. Ski mask, scarf, bandana. And I'm looking at this going, what the hell? Wait a second. What? Maybe just slow down on the mandate. Get everybody access to masks, right? Start building up your hospitals, getting more medical facilities, things like that. But instead, they're like, no. Mandates. And if you don't have anything on your face, or we see it slip ever so slightly, you could be in trouble for not wearing a mask. And then we just started to have this problem on top of a whole other problem. And all this time and effort and energy was on, I don't even want to call them masks. I mean, I get it. You got Halloween masks, you got ski masks, but all of this attention went to something that might not have even given the protection that was needed. Meanwhile, I started a petition going, okay, guys, can you at least get N95s? If we're going to do this mask mandate, all right, can you please get N95s to people? No one's listening. It's all about, you need a face covering. And then it was all about the enforcement of it. So while, you know, people were trying to stagger to get back to work and deal with the pandemic, all these rules were given to employers, employees. You got to have something covering your nose and mouth. Well, then it extended to kids. Now, kids, remember, they're pretty smart. We have been yelling at them since birth to not put something on their nose and mouth. We've been telling them to not suffocate themselves. Don't put that pillow on your brother's face. Don't be doing that. You got to breathe. You got to breathe. Don't put anything on your face. Don't put anything on your face. All of a sudden now, it's you got to put this on your face. Kids with autism, kids who are like 3 years old, they're not understanding. They're ripping off the mask. Well, instead of people going, look, we understand. You know, these are kids. We get it. The masks are going up and down. They're drinking on their sippy cup. Instead, it was, no, we're kicking you off the plane. We're kicking you out of the store. Now, you would think the mask mandates would have started to stop once you saw some of the lunacy. But no, it took even a worse turn. People got killed. Killed over these mask mandates. Security guards shot, stabbed, employees killed. Because they were told by their governors or public officials to enforce a mask mandate. Now, I had a very, very heart-to-heart talk with my staff, and I said, look, okay, we're going to do everything the governor wants, but the second you feel your life could be in jeopardy, it's not worth it. You know? It's just not worth it. Don't get shot or stabbed because somebody doesn't want to wear their bandana over their nose and mouth. We do our best to enforce the rules, but we're not police. You are not police officers. And that's the other thing, too. We saw people go through heroics thinking, you know what? Now I got deputized. No, you weren't deputized. There were all these rules and mandates made, and then later it followed with the show us your vaccine paperwork. And there was nobody learned law enforcement. Nobody got a gun. Nobody learned security, Krav Maga. It was your 15 and a half year old employee at the register of the burger shop now needs to enforce, who might not have even reached puberty, has to now enforce something if a 260-pound, 6'3" man walks in. It was completely ridiculous. Now, lately, you've heard people backtrack going, okay, we got to lay off the masks. We got to reverse them. California's going to start reversing them. New York, I think, in fact, New York right now has dropped the indoor mask mandate. So all of a sudden, people are starting to, a bunch of states actually have started to move to end mask mandates. But what confuses me is you see, like I saw a doctor speaking on CNN say, well, the science is evolving. That's not why the masks mandates were done or dropped. The science has never evolved. You're making us look stupid. Okay? I trained in the 90s. There is nothing different about the data we have on the varying levels of protection from an N95 to a half-ass bandana stuck on your mouth. That science never evolved. We've known since day one, even Fauci said since day one until he had to flip-flop, that no, okay, I mean... What you guys are wearing might not protect you against SARS, MERS, tuberculosis, Ebola. It's a barrier. So now that the mask mandates are going away, they're like, well, yeah, it's because the science evolved. There was no groundbreaking study. All those studies have done is reconfirm what I've said, what all these other professionals have said, going, look, guys, when you exhale, you're breathing the crap out. When you're wearing these half-ass masks, you know, even the surgical masks, they only do so much. So, you know, quit saying the science evolved, and that's why you're now releasing the mask mandate. You realize that people are ticked. You started something that you can't stop, and you're trying to say, well, it's because of science. Don't, because you're going to make scientists and doctors look like idiots. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing the Republican National Committee for censuring GOP lawmakers, Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, investigating January 6th.
The issue is whether or not the RNC should be sort of singling out members of our party who may have different views from the majority. That's not the job of the RNC.
Representative Elise Stefanik of New York.
My reaction is the RNC has every right to take any action.
The censure vote was held in Salt Lake City, Utah, last week. Former Vice President candidate Sarah Palin and her defamation lawsuit against the New York Times newspaper continues in the Big Apple. Palin claims the editorial defamed her by falsely suggesting a connection between her politics and the 2011 mass shooting in Arizona that wounded Representative Gabby Giffords. James Bennett, the former New York Times editorial page editor, said Tuesday that he was at fault. USA Radio News. Vermont lawmakers, following the lead of their constituents, have written a law guaranteeing abortions in the Green Mountain State.
Vermont lawmakers voted Tuesday to move forward on a constitutional amendment that would guarantee the right to abortion and contraception. It's the first amendment of its kind in the U.S. Proposition 5 now heads to Governor Phil Scott, who signaled his support for the measure and is required to give public notice before it appears on the ballot in November. Voters in Vermont, where 70% of people say abortion should be legal in all or most cases, are expected to approve it. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg's husband, Chastain, criticized a Florida bill that addresses conversations teachers will have with their students about gender and sexual orientation. Chastain on MSNBC says this bill would kill kids.
But it's true. I know myself what it feels like to have trauma start at a very young age when people tell you you don't belong.
USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We do take your calls at 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you guys like getting free stuff? I love getting free stuff. I should get a free comb. Oh, I did get a free comb. One of my friends, she got abducted in Mexico. She gave me these free combs, and they're like the best combs ever, and I think about it every time I use them. But I like getting free stuff. I love free stuff. All right? What about those free test kits we got from the government? Did you guys all get your free COVID test kits? I was excited that they were made in China. So that might have not been that exciting. But don't worry. Don't worry. The government's going to give out some free stuff. You want to know what else they're giving out? You guys are going to like this. Now get ready. Get ready. Get your hands ready. Put your hands out. Get your hands out. The government is going to be passing out free crack pipes. Ooh, sign me up. I've never smoked crack. I know, contrary to public opinion, I've never smoked crack. I wouldn't even know what to do with the crack pipe. So I'm probably not going to sign up for one of those. It's nice that they're giving away freebies. I mean, when I pay my taxes, I'm thinking my taxes are going to more, you know, medical sort of resources, goes to the streets, fix the potholes. But I guess my tax dollars are going to crack pipes. I mean, that's what we pay the government to do, to make decisions on what to do with our money. So why is the Biden administration being Santa Claus all of a sudden? You know, and why choose crack pipes? I mean, there's so many things you could pass out for free. There's so many things people could want right now. I mean, some of us might actually want to have things for our shelter in place, you know, just in case we go to war with Russia. You know, maybe some of us would like something, you know, free that has to do with our internet in case we get cyber attacked from China or Russia as we go into World War III. But no. We're going to get some crack pipes. Now, I don't know. For some of you, it's exciting. I'm not here to judge. If you guys are excited about getting crack pipes, I know us taxpayers are kind of scratching our head on this one. So what, I guess there's two schools of thought when we have a drug problem. And we do have a drug problem, a huge drug problem in this country. One is to fight it, ban it, suppress it, jail, try to stomp it out. Like when you kill a bug on the sidewalk, which I kind of stopped doing because I like bugs. The other thing to do is, well, you know what? Let's shift the momentum. Okay, you want to do drugs. Fine. We'll help you do it safer. We're going to give you free needles. We're going to give you a place to shoot up. We're going to give you pipes for you to smoke your crack. Spoons for freebasing. Now, I would love some extra spoons in the house because every time I eat cereal, I don't have it. I have to use a fork, you know, because the kids don't do the dishes. So I'll have to use a fork for my cereal. You know, so if you do ever pass out freebasing spoons, I might want one of those. I might pretend to be a freebaser just so I could get it. So how much is this costing, you know, to distribute crack pipes? I think it's costing $30 million. This is a part of a safe smoking kit. Let me see if there's a name for this. It's a $30 million grant program. I don't know if there's a name, but it's overseen by the U.S. Department of Health Services. It's a grant application, and it's supposed to be for harm reduction. They want to reduce the risk of infection among drug users. Now, I totally get the offering safe needles. When you have people who are addicts, you know, we have methadone clinics and things like that. I do understand from a medical professional, you want to have a place that could be safe. You want to offer some, you know, because people reuse these needles. They get HIV. They get all sorts of diseases. And it's hepatitis. And it's deadly. And not to mention infection, sepsis. So I understand that when you have somebody that says, look, you know, I'm not ready to quit. And I get how we have a clean needle exchange program out there. But to give somebody a crack pipe, well, people say, well, because when they share, they're spreading disease, you know, COVID. You can spread COVID from a crack pipe. Oh, no, not COVID. Oh, no. Oh, no. So we need to help people. Is there anybody thinking, can we maybe instead of handing out the crack pipe, maybe hand out medication that can help curb the cravings, can help with the substance abuse? Can we maybe bring them in for counseling, get people into rehab, you know, offer work programs, things like that? $30 million is a lot of money. Now, $30 million isn't going to all crack pipes, okay? I think some bongs are there too. No. Okay. I think it also includes condoms, safe sex kits, PrEP resources. They want to prevent the spread of infectious disease. Okay, that's nice. So crack pipes are one of the things on the list. Apparently there's an application. The deadline for applications was February 7th. So, you know, for those of us that might have been stoned, we might not have realized that we could have applied. And this is a part of the Substance Abuse and Mental, I'm sorry, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. I get what they're doing, and I get why it's a sensationalized headline. But it's just, I mean, I just don't see the headlines circulating around, okay, this is, I mean, haven't we been spending billions of dollars on safe sex programs and condoms? There are free condoms all over this country, but we need to spend more. And so everybody's like, no, but this is for safe sex. And I get it. That's nice. I mean, we do need to promote safe sex, but haven't we been spending billions already? Don't we give Planned Parenthood millions? And they also distribute safe sex resources and condoms? I mean, I just like to know, how much in our budget do we need to plan for condoms and free condoms? Because I guess it's a right of every American to have a free condom, one free condom. Remember they passed out three masks? I never got my three free masks because I guess I heard they were coming from China too. But I guess everybody can go and get their free condoms. And I love the idea that people could get condoms for free. You know, whether they wear them or not is a whole different story. But, I mean, so can somebody just say, look, okay, we are always going to have to allocate our tax dollars for condoms. And then start telling us the truth. Are we always going to have to allocate our tax resources to drug paraphernalia? I mean, but somebody needs to be honest, because otherwise these headlines are going to be like, what the hell is going on? So they say the purpose of the program is to support community-based overdose prevention programs, syringe services programs. The funding will be used for prevention activities to help control the spread of infectious diseases and the consequences of such diseases for individuals or at risk of developing substance use disorders. So safe smoking kit supplies. And again, they want to protect those. They say the executive order was issued January 20th. President Joe Biden said the federal government should pursue a comprehensive approach to advancing equity for all, including people of color and others who have been historically underserved, marginalized, and adversely affected by persistent poverty and inequality. So their answer to that is crack pipes. I mean, something just doesn't sit right with this. So over 29 million or close to 30 million would be available over a 3-year period for grants. And then, I guess, cities or municipalities or programs or clinics could, you know, be able to do this. So, you know, like I said, I've never smoked crack. So my guess is, you know, you put your mouth on it and you could possibly spread COVID. And so, you know, I guess a mask, you know, rather than spending money on a clean crack pipe, I'm not sure how much crack pipes cost. I know, I mean, it's blown glass in Italy. Italy does a lot of blown glass. So, you know, maybe that's why it's 30 million, because they're buying Italian blown glass crack pipes. I don't know. But, you know, for those of you that didn't like your free test kit or your free mask, you can get a free crack pipe. 1-877-DOLLARS.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in, too. Okay, so for weeks now, in fact, over the past year, we've assumed that Russia is going to make a move. And we suspected it was going to be Ukraine, and now, yeah, it's going to be Ukraine. They've built up over 140,000 troops. They have tens of thousands of separatists, you know, that have pledged loyalty, ready to help fight. We have, meanwhile, China, with their eyes set on expanding as soon as probably after the Olympics, to be able to make a move on Taiwan and maybe other surrounding countries. And so, we have, surmised that these power-hungry countries are going to make a move as soon as they can during this current administration. And after seeing the Afghanistan debacle, they probably see an opportunity we appear to be vulnerable. Don't underestimate us, but we appear to be vulnerable. We don't appear to have the strongest leadership, so these countries are going to want to take advantage. Now, because we've been seeing the writing on the wall for some time, I'm assuming Americans have already gotten out. I'm assuming we've already, we learned from our Afghanistan mistake, and we've already started to take things out of the Ukraine. Out of Ukraine. We don't say the Ukraine anymore. Take things out of Ukraine. Start getting Americans out of there. I understand they wanted the diplomatic corps still there for diplomacy reasons. But, I mean, with COVID, everybody's being remote these days anyway. Go ahead. Pull them out. So I'm assuming that the very last American that's there is right now just tidying everything up and shutting off the lights. No. There's Americans still there. And, in fact, the Pentagon has, I guess, just created a plan. I thought Russia was supposed to invade any day. I thought we've been getting all this news, all these headlines, that if Russia does invade, Ukraine falls within 48 hours. So if Russia's supposed to invade every day, and then the country's supposed to be gone within 48 hours, if that happens, why are Americans still there? Well, never fear, Kamala Harris is here. And... I'm sorry, you can't make this stuff up. Kamala Harris, we're being told, is on her way to Europe to help. Thank God. Thank God we have somebody so well versed in foreign policy and diplomacy that can make all this go away. I'm just very, very grateful. So we hear that Kamala Harris is on her way to Europe. Oh, she gets to take... Remember she wanted to go to Europe? Remember she was upset that Biden got to go to Europe and she couldn't and she had to stay? She was, doing an interview and she's like, she doesn't get to go to Europe? Yeah, she gets to go to Europe now. Oh, I wonder what sites she's going to take in. So the White House said that Vice President Kamala Harris is going to travel to Europe next week. Oh, next week. Okay, next week. Okay? As part of an effort to deter Russian aggression against Ukraine... I thought he was supposed to invade any day. She's going to be with allies and partners at the Munich Security Conference. Okay, that's nice. The trip, an official said, is about engaging our allies and partners and building upon the intensive engagement that is already underway. At the same time, we found out that the White House has signed off on a Pentagon plan to use U.S. troops currently in Poland to help evacuate American citizens if need be. Now, I thought the need was established. I don't get it. We're going to be in a position of weakness if Russia takes any Americans and has hostages. Look at how Afghanistan has us by the huevos already because we had Americans still stuck there. So I'm a little confused. The Pentagon says they have 1,700 service members, God bless them, mainly from the 82nd Airborne Division, who are deployed from North Carolina, Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to Poland. Remember, we're sending 2,000 troops to Poland and Germany, and then Germany is, the U.S. troops in Germany, 1,000 of them are going to Romania. So we're kind of doing a little shuffle like we did when we played Risk. Officials told the Wall Street Journal they're going to set up checkpoints, tent camps, and other temporary facilities close to the border with Ukraine in preparation to receive fleeing Americans, in an effort to prevent the chaotic scenes that emerged from Afghanistan last year. Okay, if you want to prevent the chaotic scene, get the Americans out now. Everybody could do everything remotely. You already have Americans in Germany, or just move them to another country. I wouldn't keep them sitting there. Unless you guys were wrong about Putin invading in the next, day or so. There's 30,000 Americans in Ukraine right now. But this evacuation does not involve flying them out of the country. So maybe an Uber or Lyft. I'm not sure. Sorry. Guiding the planning, they said, was the memory of the Kabul airlift. Yeah, that is definitely marring our memories of any of, thus far, this administration's foreign policy acumen. They said everyone who lived, they have a typo here, the evacuation from Afghanistan felt it was remarkable, but also chaotic. That was a messy, messy withdrawal. We don't want a chaotic withdrawal from Ukraine. Well, then why are you waiting? Ukraine has been on a knife edge ever since Russia moved tens of thousands of troops close to its border at the end of last year. Well, now they have about 140,000 plus, and I don't even think we know the true number. Some sources are saying 120,000. I've heard 140,000. They say in the last 24 hours, Russia added about 2,000 combat forces to the border areas near Ukraine. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was traveling to Poland on Wednesday while his foreign secretary was heading to Moscow. Meanwhile, the U.S. has begun moving a second cavalry regiment from Vilsack, Germany, to Romania, which was that 1,000 I told you about. So Biden administration officials have taken plans to shrug off comparisons with Afghanistan, pointing out that the evacuation came at the end of a 20-year conflict. In Ukraine, they said they were instead looking to avert conflict and urged Americans to follow advice to leave the country. Now, they did, in Biden's defense, they did, back in January, a few weeks ago, suggest that people leave. But the fact that there's 30,000 Americans still there, and the government has intelligence that they don't. So if the Americans are there and Ukraine's like, we got this, they're not coming. They've been doing this for years. They might have gotten Crimea, but they're not going to get us. We're good. We're training. We got you. Yet the U.S. has different intelligence, and they're saying, yeah, or the Biden administration has different intelligence. That's at least a lot of room for jokes if you need. I think it is up to the Biden administration to get them out now. You have nothing to lose. Now, people say, no. If you do that, if you do a forced evacuation, it is going to wake the sleeping giant. Everybody's like, don't do that. Don't do sanctions. Don't do that because you're going to wake the sleeping giant. Because remember with Japan, Japan wanted to expand back in World War II, U.S., through sanctions, and then Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. And there's debate on whether Japan was going to do that anyway because they wanted to control the Pacific. So, it's one of those things where, well, I don't want to upset my abuser because he could abuse me again. Once an abuser, always an abuser. So if we know that this country has already amassed about 140,000 troops, has already given the signals like, you guys are escalating this, you're not taking us seriously, this was our territory years ago. If you've already seen the signs, you aren't waking up the giant. The giant is on Ukraine's doorstep right now. Get Americans out now. All right? And you could just say, look, what we're going to do is we're going to temporarily replace them until this all gets resolved. All right? You aren't abandoning Ukraine. Those Americans that are there aren't military. They're diplomatic corps. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.